The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now in its 27th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
Did you know bacteria remain eternally young? Oh, I wish I could be like bacteria. Wouldn't that be nice? Did you know in 1899, Dr. Horace Emmett revealed that the secret of eternal youth was injections of ground-up squirrel testicles. He died later that year. And also, did you know there are 65% more people over 100 years old in the U.S. today than there were in 1980? And our first guest is 96. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again to a full moon weekend edition of Easter weekend edition, I might add, of the program. We have an egg-citing show for you today, no pun intended. In our first hour of Dr. Health Radio, and by the way, this is the Snowman, keeping you cool and healthy, David Snow on your radio, as we do it each and every week at this time, and we thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your holiday weekend. Hey, it's our oldest female guest in the 28-year history that I've been doing this show. 96-year-old Victoria Schmidt will join us in a matter of minutes in this hour of the program. She's the author of the new book, Victoria's 95 Secrets to Living a Healthy Long Life, and Happy Healthy Long Life. And she'll be with us in just a few minutes after these announcements and the news, talking about some of those secrets and how you can maybe live that long too. So we'll talk all about that. And then in the second hour of the program, Dr. Regina Nelson, along with Michael Browning, join us. They're the authors of Time for the Talk, Talking to Your Doctor or Patient About Medical Cannabis. First show that we've done entirely on cannabis in the next hour of the program. Dr. Nelson's also the author of The Survivor's Guide to Medical Cannabis. So we'll talk about the endocannabinoid system. We'll talk about the availability, the legality, the alternatives, maybe even to, people talk about alternatives to prescription drugs using medical cannabis. Are there alternatives to medical cannabis that have the same effects, but without the controversy or, the high or the psychoactive properties? Also, new studies on cannabis, as well as the side effects, the dosing and delivery forms, smoking, edibles, vaping, ingestion tips, and if you want to cannabinize, don't be a cannibal. No, plant-based diet is what you need to follow, but we'll tell you how to get more information, but that'll be in next hour's program, so be sure to join us. But if you can't join us all 2 hours long in the morning, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. here on AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer. All right, let's talk a little bit about eggs. Did you have your green eggs and ham this morning? I had a couple eggs and an omelet. So, of course, a lot of people have Easter egg hunts on this weekend of the year. And just regarding health and food safety, as I mention every year at this time, probably a better idea to have plastic eggs, and then they can redeem them for the real decorated, colored Easter eggs that the parents or that the adults have back at home base. because so all too often, and I've told this story many times over the last 28 years of doing this show, I'll mention that to you in a minute, but all too often people, you know, they'll hide the eggs the night before, which, you know, people think that for some reason cooked eggs don't need to be attended to as far as refrigerated or, you know, keeping hot foods hot, cold foods cold. Well, they're still perishable, folks, even though they're cooked, albeit, you know, less so than a raw egg. But still, you need to maintain and be aware of the fact that bacteria is growing in them at room temperature, as with anything living or a food, you know, it's naturally going to start to degrade. So when adults hide Easter eggs, you know, maybe the morning of the afternoon hunt or even the night before, you know, all those hours or an extra day, that's going to affect the safety of eating that egg if the child ends up eating it later, which many of them do. So use plastic eggs instead, or the two-hour rule, put them out before or within 2 hours of the Easter egg hunt, okay? All right, enough said about that. In regards to eggs, you know, they're very rich in nutrients, very nutrient-dense, and they're not too calorie-dense. They do have cholesterol, but they also have balanced out with the level of nutrients, and the cholesterol in eggs does not increase your cholesterol the way saturated fats and sugars, especially fructose, do. You know, one thing that's more important than cholesterol is, or just as important, if not more important, as triglycerides, and the sugars are really what ramp up your triglyceride level in the bloodstream and in your body than eggs do. Plus, they have choline. Choline is a B vitamin, which is necessary for the brain and, in kids for brain development, but in adults for brain functioning. And here's a study that showed that offspring of mothers who had choline in their diet had significantly better memories, even as adults. So be an egghead and have more choline in your diet via eggs. You know, there are other foods that are rich in choline, but eggs are one of the top ones. And make sure you get organic, cage-free, you know, pasture-raised, omega-3 fed eggs, or you want to make sure that the chickens were raised in the proper way, because they're, you know, healthier chickens are going to lay healthier eggs. I mean, pretty, it's not rocket science, pretty common sense there. But much healthier than factory farmed chickens. And also, by the way, the risk of infection from their raw eggs, if you do choose to eat them raw, which some of you, you know, just put a raw egg in a smoothie or something, it's much lower in the organic, you know, the healthier eggs that are raised. In fact, one study I saw, only one out of every 3,000 or 30,000 eggs had detectable salmonella. So, whereas the commercial, what was it, one out of three or something. Lastly, boiling or poaching is less damaging to the essential fats in an egg than frying, especially if you fry it, you know, if you over fry it to where it's brown. So, you can eat brown eggs, just don't cook them until they're brown, okay? And did you know that, here's a couple other egg tips for some egg-citing news about cooking. If you want to peel eggs easier, what you want to do is crack each egg on a flat surface, this is after they're cooked, and then place them in a bowl of cool water for about 5 minutes. So that lets the liquid seep in between the cracks or into the cracks, and that loosens the egg whites from the shell for extra easy peeling, okay? And do you know, here's a little bit of trivia on eggs, do you know how to tell if an egg, just by looking at it, if an egg is raw or cooked? Let's ask our producer, Chaz Ontai. Chaz, do you know how to tell whether an egg is raw or cooked just by either holding it or looking at it? Actually holding it or doing something with it without having to crack it open. Because, you know, if you think it's cooked and you crack it open, oh no, it's raw, it's a raw egg. Yeah, you're right. Well, that's okay. That it's You're very warm on that. It rolls, you know, it can roll differently, but what you do is you put it in place and spin it and then stop it just for a second with your finger and then let it go. And then if it keeps revolving after it stops, it's raw. If it just stays there and doesn't revolve after you stop it, it's cooked. Because, you know, what's happening when you're spinning it, the yolk and the fluid inside is circulating as well. So anyway, just thought you might want to know that. Okay. All right. Elsewhere in the news, let's see, where are we going? Oh, and speaking of eggs, did you see this in the news this week, since it's Easter weekend? I hear about this, albeit a different kind of egg, but in this week's news, a fertility clinic in, I believe it was Cleveland, Ohio, had their liquid nitrogen storage tank fail, and more than 4,000 eggs were lost from the defrost. Apparently, a remote alarm was not switched on, and this fertility clinic lost, you know, these couples lost a lot of eggs. Now, they are offering couples credits or compensation. But, you know, what if the woman already had her tubes tied or it's not possible to, you know, get those back? I mean, that's serious stuff. Anyway. All right. Some serious stuff next week. Next week at this time, footwear expert Patty Bryan joins us with some tips on keeping your feet happy and healthy because, hey, happy feet equals a happy you. And if plantar fasciitis or other foot problems are causing foot pain, or, you know, maybe bunions or blisters, could be ill-fitting shoes. So we'll take you out of that pain and give you a lot of tips for healthier feet. Also, in the first hour of next week's program, for you women out there, how to improve the health of your skin, hair, and fingernails. We'll have a guest expert on that. And for you men, how to strengthen your tendons, ligaments, cartilage, and bones. And a hint is that the what is required to do both what I mentioned for women and those benefits for men is the same thing. But a lot of people, you know, men don't want to necessarily, you know, they don't want to be girly men. So I don't want to, you know, I don't care about strengthening my hair, skin, and fingernails. I just want, you know, strong bones and joints and, you know, be able to play my sports and everything. Well, you know, that's good. And same with women, it's more vanity. But the same nutrients and components are necessary for all those body functions. All right, straight ahead in the news. The latest on longevity. It's not getting any longer. We have the details. Then, can the Mediterranean diet be as effective as drugs for acid reflux? We have the details there. Plus, big fears versus real-world risks. What do you really worry about the most? And news you need to know if you use coffee creamers. Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Outline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hey, hon, dinner's almost ready.
Hey, let me out of here. Hey, what about using me, Thermi? You need a food thermometer to be safe.
Yeah, what about Thermi?
Oh, honey, I know by the color when it's done.
Colors can be wrong. People could get sick. Hamburgers that look done sometimes aren't cooked enough.
We learned it at school.
All right.
Remember, it's safe to bite when the temperature is right.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Unfortunately, shorter lives and poorer health are becoming the new norm in the United States. You may remember back in 2013, there was a report showing that people in the U.S. were in worse health and dying younger than their parents or than their ancestors. And also than those in other rich nations. Well, despite the alarm generated 5 years later, things are looking worse. This report was titled Shorter Lives, Poorer Health, and the evidence showed that paired with people, and I'm bringing this up because we're going to talk about longevity with our guest in just a few minutes, Victoria Schmidt, author of Victoria's 95 Secrets to a Healthy Long Life. And but evidence shows that compared with people in other wealthy democracies other than the U.S., those in the U.S. under the age of 75, whether you're male or female, rich or poor, or whatever ethnicity you might be, die younger and suffer more injuries and illness. That's not a good thing. And they say that policies and poor living conditions play a part, but also the worst drug epidemic in U.S. history is playing a role. That is, and we're going to talk about that next hour when we talk about medical cannabis, the overdoses with opioids, and you know, that's now topping, believe it or not, auto accidents, traffic fatalities as the leading cause of non-disease deaths for the age group of 25 to 64. And it continues to see, I mean, it's not abating, unfortunately. So, all right, I'm not going to get into the rest of this article, but, you know, and well, I'll just end by saying that despite all the shortcomings, the U.S. outspends pretty much any other rich country on health care over, well, almost $10,000 per year, $9,360 per person in 2016, compared to, let's take the U.K., $4,094 in the U.K. Noise, it can elevate your blood pressure. You know, I am such a sensitive individual when it comes to noise. I should have my own island. How come I don't have my own island? But neighborly noise, yikes. Anyway, a study of people living near Athens International Airport in Greece found that those who repeatedly were exposed to airplane noise, especially at night, the odds of them developing high blood pressure more than doubled with each 10 decibel increase in volume. So loud noises equal hypertension. So if you do live by a freeway, just make sure you use earplugs at least at night when you're sleeping, or if you're subjected to noise wherever you live. Mediterranean diet, is as effective as drugs? Well, a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association's Otolaryngology examined the medical records of people with acid reflux in the throat, and one group had been treated with proton pump inhibitors, which are rife with side effects, and they were also asked to avoid foods that exacerbate the problem, such as carbonated beverages, and in case you don't know, it's alcohol, actually also chocolate and peppermint, because those are smooth muscle relaxants, and so they relax the sphincter, the esophageal sphincter muscle. And so even though peppermint and dark chocolate might be good for your health, small amounts, it's not good for people with GERD or acid reflux. Anyway, that aside, the second group avoided the same items, but then they drank only alkaline water and ate a Mediterranean-style diet in which 90% of the food came from plants. What happened? Well, after 6 weeks, two groups saw the same amount of improvement. Folks, it's called lifestyle medicine, available without a prescription, I might add. All right, hostility sabotages your heart. An angry outlook is your heart's worst enemy, according to this article. Hostile people, and you've probably heard this before, we've talked about it before here, but they, you know, you feel more agitated from daily stress, and that accelerates your risk of clogged arteries as well as blood clots. In a 3-year study, this is not a new study, but 774 Caucasian men found that hostility was a more powerful predictor of heart disease than killer risk factors such as high cholesterol, smoking, or obesity. So hostility tops the list. All right, just a few more articles, and then on to our guest, Victoria Schmidt, author of the new Victoria's 95 Secrets to a Healthy Long Life. All right, real world big fears versus the real world risks of those fears. You know, it's healthy to put risks in perspective, right? Here's some of them. Everybody's individual risk will vary, of course, but on average, okay, the fear of a terror attack, the real risk, too small to calculate. Fear, deadly shark attacks. We have them here in Hawaii, but, you know, you can count them on one hand, what happens in a year, and yet nobody talks about the hundreds of traffic fatalities and deaths that occur in that same period of time. The real risk, about 1 in 280 million, maybe a little less so here in Hawaii. A deadly airplane accident. A lot of you have a fear of flying. Well, there's only a 1 in 3 million chance you'll die in that situation. Losing your job, on the other hand, 1 in 252. Developing cancer, you have the real risk is 1 in 7 chance. Catching a foodborne illness this year, a 1 in 4 chance. Catching a sexually transmitted disease, also 1 in 4. Developing heart disease, about 1 in 3. Dying 5 to 10 years early if you're overweight, 1 in 3 or 4. And death from tobacco-related illness, and still about 20% of the population smokes, and yet you have a 1 in 2 chance of dying there. So there you go. Okay, and one last article, and we're running a few minutes behind. But for those of you who drink coffee, here's one source of trans fats that you won't find on these labels. You know, they'll say that, it only has less than, you know, like 0.1 or 0.5 grams of trans fat. Problem with trans fats is they're so powerful, it only takes a couple grams to increase your risk of heart disease, and it's like eating plastic, basically. But the secret trans fat source is really coffee. These coffee creamers. I'm not going to mention brand names, but a 1 teaspoon serving contains only about 0.2 grams of trans fats. Well, you know, that's fine and dandy, which basically zero under the new law, under the laws. But in a kitchen counter test, it took 4 level measuring teaspoons of these coffee creamers to turn a 10-ounce cup of coffee to a medium color. And, you know, a lot of people put a lot of cream in there. They basically add coffee to their cream and sugar, right? So the amount delivered was much more than just, you know, a single serving that you see on the label. Okay. All right. That's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back from this brief break, Victoria Schmidt will unveil some of her secrets to living a happy, healthy, long life. And that's the title of her new book as well. She is or will be our oldest guest ever in the 28 years I've been doing this show, oldest female guest. We had Jack LaLanne on every year, and we had him on until he was 96 years old. So she matches that and then some. So for females, she's the oldest. We had the Love Boat Lady on, and we have her on regularly, Geraldine Saunders. She's 94, but Victoria, she eclipses Geraldine. So we'll talk about some of the longevity tips that she will have for us right after this. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer 4 supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
There's never a wish better than this when you only got 100 years to live.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow with you. Health is your greatest wealth, and we have a wealth of information for you to be a wealthier person. And I do spell that W-E-L-L-T-H as in feeling of well-being and being and feeling well. And here to help us do that is our guest this hour of the program, Victoria Schmidt. She's the author of the new book, 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. And we welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Victoria. How the health are you? Victoria, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay. How the health are you?
I am very good. How about you today?
I am great. Now, I want to share with, I want you to, of course, share with our listeners your secrets to a long life. But unlike Victoria's Secret, the lingerie store chain, it will be Victoria's Secrets, plural. So we want more than one secret from you, unlike Victoria's Secret. Now, you're 96. How do we know you're not, what's that, in a couple weeks?
In 3 weeks, I'll be 97.
Oh, my gosh. When is your birthday exactly?
The 21st of April.
April 21st.
I was born in 1921.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my.
And I'm feeling great.
That is fantastic.
And I'd love to be in Hawaii, where you are, but we're getting spring now. It's been terrible. We had four new Easters
in
New Jersey. Oh, you know?
Well, yes. And you're in Oldwick, New Jersey there, and so that's
Absolutely, yes, and I love it. I have a wonderful view, and the birds are out on the trees, and it's now, finally, it's going to be spring.
All right. Now, how do we know you're not lying about your age like so many women do? So sorry to, you know, criticize women,
I'll tell you, it's because I'm proud of it. A couple of years ago, I went to a dermatologist in New York, a woman dermatologist, and I wanted to have something done about my fingernails, and she cured that. But it was interesting because she was interested in how young I am, and I don't say the OLD word.
Oh, okay.
I say how young I am. And she had, at that point, she had a grandmother-in-law and a mother-in-law who was both were in their 90s. And it's amazing because I'm proud of it. And we, from what I understand from her particularly, we are very competitive and we want to live a long life. And we don't mind. We're proud of talking about how young we are.
So I'm taking it that that's one of the secrets to living a long life is you have to want to live a long life.
That's my mantra. You have to want to live a long life and accept living with grace and acceptance.
Well, I know that you're very resilient when it comes to life because you lost your husband to Parkinson's disease. And then after that, you wrote a book called Move On, Reinvent Yourself, Find Contentment. Tell us about that earlier book.
Oh, I'm pleased that you're asking about it because it was we had a wonderful life of 58 years, and before that, we didn't get married. Well, we went together for 5 years. We didn't live together, but we had such a wonderful life and the best husband that you could possibly imagine. So when he left me, I was really very unhappy, and I recovered from the grief sooner than most people, but I still grieve. I still think about him
today. Of course, sure.
But I felt that I read a lot of books. I I didn't go to someone to help me. I found that I could handle it myself, but I didn't find anything that I felt was uplifting. And my book is uplifting.
Uh-huh.
And also what I found after that is that most people want to put the grief behind them. So I took all the things that I felt in the book that I wrote about grieving and put it in a positive note for people to live a long life.
Oh,
so
that's great.
How it all progressed.
And you didn't resort to drugs like a lot of people do as an escape for the sadness that you experienced.
Oh, stay away from me. I don't have anything to do that. In fact, what I do when I feel, and I'm doing it right now, I put my hand up and say, stay away from me. It really helps me.
Let's get back to birthdays. You know, I just so you know, I want the listeners to know this as well. Birthdays are good for you. In fact, you know, statistics show that people who have the most live the longest. So just so you know, and so our listeners are aware of that, it's healthy to have as many birthdays as possible, especially if you want to live a long time.
Yeah, I do. Just as a matter of interest, when I was in my 92 or 93, I went to my doctor, and I recommend going to a doctor as often as she suggests, and I said, doctor, I have so many things that I want to do and get done. I'm just full of ideas, and I'm curious how I feel I need at least 15 more years. And remember, I said I was in 92 or 93.
Right.
You know what he said without a question or anything? He said, you've got 30. How do you like that?
That's great. Doctors are always put on the spot to predict, how much longer a person has to live when they have a health or disease condition. And I like that turnaround of events or in the positive light. You have more years than you ever thought possible. So that's
right.
That is
but
great.
But also he had several centenarians that he treated.
Oh,
and they were,
really? Okay.
So he was aware of what can happen.
Right. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about some of the other secrets you have in your book, 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. Some of the obvious ones, diet and exercise. Let's talk about diet first. Do you?
Well, before we get into that,
okay.
I'd like to tell you what my most important one is.
Do tell.
It's the first one in the book, and then I'll get to the next, which
okay.
you were mentioning. It's you must practice the power of positive thinking.
Okay.
And just recently, you know, every day you have things happening, like something goes wrong with your computer, you drop something on the floor, or something mm-hmm. happens, somebody's late, and I've said a naughty cuss word once in a while, but about 2 or 3 months ago, I thought, you know, that's not good for me. So now when I drop something or do something negative, I say happiness. and I've told this to several people, and they get bright and say happiness, and I've passed this on. So that's the power of positive thinking in everything you do, and that's what I feel all the time.
Okay.
Now, to answer the question that you raised, the next it's a group of basics. They're not secrets. Everybody knows them, and there are 5 or 6 of them, and would you like me to tell you about
Please
them?
Please do.
Okay. Number one is make sure you visit your doctor as often as he or she suggests. Number two is have a self-image. Don't take on somebody else's image. Copy a celebrity.
Be yourself. Everyone else is taken. Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
the
two.
The next is eat nourishing foods,
right.
which is obvious. These basics are basics, and everyone knows them, but how many do you practice? And I practice them all the time.
Now, let me stop you there on number three, Victoria. And what do you define as, because the problem is it's such a subjective definition. It's kind of like everything in moderation. Well, some people think, only 2 hamburgers a day or only a 6-pack of beer a day instead of a whole case or something like that. So, what? No, I'm serious. I mean, I've talked to people. people that, in all seriousness, they say, well, I only have, you know, one burger a day or you know, three colas a day. But tell us about nourishing diets or some of the foods you eat. I know that when I called you the other night, you were having fish for dinner. You were cooking your own meal.
I do.
Yeah. And so tell us about some of the, do you follow the Mediterranean diet or is it low fat, low carb?
There's so many foods that you should eat, and I'll just mention in my book, 95 Secrets, and the book is available on Amazon, that I go into detail. I have several breakdowns of the kind of food you should have, and also you should enjoy some good things that are not just necessarily good, like chocolate. Chocolate is good for you.
Yeah, if it's dark chocolate.
A very dark chocolate, mm-hmm. and the good chocolate. And there are other things like fish and the Mediterranean diet. I didn't know what the Mediterranean diet when I was young, and then I found out, and I realized that I lived a Mediterranean life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And veggies. I love vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I could go on and on about which are the best.
Uh-huh.
I love corn, and just recently I checked the value of corn, and that's good. But focus on, and I eat very little beef. Once in a great while, I'll go out and have a roast beef with my family and have a roast beef.
So in other words, eat meat as a treat.
I count it as a treat.
Yeah.
Tonight I'm having a lamb chop, and I love lamb chops.
Okay, but don't eat it as a staple. I mean, you don't have it. You know, you don't have a steak every night, of course.
Oh, I don't have steak. I don't have hamburgers.
Right.
There are salmon burgers that you can have.
Mm-hmm.
What I've done, and I didn't realize it till I hit 90. I didn't pay attention. In fact, I never thought about how long I wanted to live. But when I hit 90, I realized how many people are around at this stage, you know?
Right.
And then I learned. But let me get back to just a couple of more.
Okay. And then we need to take a break, but go ahead. Go ahead. We'll do two more.
The basics.
Okay.
And make sure you get enough sleep and exercise. And mm-hmm. when we come back, if you like, I'll tell you the exercise that I have.
Please, yes, that's perfect. Yeah, we'll take a break and be back with more exercise tips from 95-year young Victoria Schmidt, the author of 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. And we'll have more information for your good longevity and health here on Dr. Health. And a reminder, next hour, Dr. Regina Nelson and Michael Browning join us. They are the authors of Time for the Talk, talking to your doctor or patient about medical cannabis. Details on that next hour, but and also our regular features next hour, the Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, and Sexual Health, as well as Dick Allgaier's Health Report. But stay with us right after this break with more information for your good health here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. Being overweight affects your taste buds. How? Think food tastes better? Got to hear my report. Korea passes a law to make people work less. That's a healthy idea. And I hate to throw cold water on your morning shower, but you got to hear this report, this study looking at what cold showers do to your health. It's coming up in my health report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications. On the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
You make me feel so young.
Hey, we hope you're feeling young out there in Radio Land, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And every time, you know, lawyers are great, so are physicians. But I'd be sure, or I'd sure die before I called a mortician. All right, so much for some quips here. While we do have a range of doctors and other health experts on this show, we don't doctor the truth about health, that's for sure. So we'll just give you the pure, unadulterated, fresh information you need to know to be healthier. And here to help us do that, Victoria Schmidt, author of 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. She has a few notches under her belt, so to speak, and because she's 96 years young. Okay, Victoria, we talked a little before the break about sleep and exercise. Can we expand on that?
Specifically? I'll tell you what I do. And I've done this, well, I've exercised almost all my life. I was a good athlete when I was young, and I continued, and there was a time in my life when I would jump 1,000 times, do jump roping for 1,000
oh,
a day,
wow.
And, I'd count in French. But I've adjusted to my lifestyle and to what's good for me. And what I do every morning, I walk an hour and a half. But if it's rain or snow or ice, I don't. I'm careful. I'm very careful about that. And I walk with my puppy. And I'll tell you, this is sort of an aside about that, that unconditional love with a pet will help you live much longer than you, if you don't.
That's
so
true.
So getting back to the exercises that I do, and then in the evening, I do exercises for about a half an hour.
Oh, really?
And,
wow.
And then twice a week, I train with a trainer.
Huh.
And it's wonderful because there are people that go to the same gym that I go to, and they're doing their own exercises.
Uh-huh.
But I find that if I don't have the trainer, I don't do the exercises.
Yes.
You forget.
Of course.
You need to do them correctly. Otherwise,
yeah.
They don't help
no,
you.
Even coaches need coaches. Yeah, no, you're right. And do you do resistance training, weight training, or what kind of training do you do at the gym?
No, it's just because one of the reasons I went to a trainer was as time goes by, you tend to lose a little bit of balance. And I felt
right.
I need to had exercises that help my balance. And that's
good for
why.
You.
And what she does is she makes sure that, because I work hard, and that's one reason I'm around. I never resist anything. I do what I'm supposed to do. And she says, well, don't overdo. And at one point, and I do planks, but I reached, and I didn't know that that was a great accomplishment, but she said, because I was, I reached 3 minutes and 11 seconds.
Wow, really? For somebody
yes.
your age, that's remarkable. Wow, I'm impressed.
I know, and I didn't realize it was something that was important. So I guess because all of my life, I've always listen to the things that are good for you, and that's something that's important. Deviate once in a while. Enjoy yourself, like mm-hmm. as I said, enjoy some good things in your life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you can do a plank for 3 minutes, you have some serious core fitness in your body. That's for sure. Now you mentioned resistance. I resist everything except temptation. So I'll have you know. and you were mentioning jump ropes or jumping rope. I always jump to conclusions. I don't know if that counts, but anyway.
No, don't jump to conclusions.
Okay. All right.
Take your time and absorb the good part.
All right. So just to review, the first is visit your doctor often or as often as he recommends you do. Two is your self-image. Have a healthy self-image. Three, eat a nourishing diet with nourishing foods. Four, sleep. Now, we didn't cover sleep in detail, so tell us how many hours a night you sleep as a 96-year young person.
Well, I aim for 8 hours.
Okay.
And I work during the day, and I'll get to about 10 o'clock, and I'm on something, and I keep going. But I try to get up at 7 o'clock, or I'll extend it to 8, depending upon what my schedule is.
Uh-huh.
But most of the time during the day, if I feel a little tired, I'll take a 15 to 20 minute nap next to my puppy who's here on my couch next to me. So I feel as you get older, yes, do take a nap from time to time, but aim for the 8 hours a day. And in checking it, I find that I do about 9 hours because of the rest that I get during the day. But it's so important, and I don't have any trouble sleeping.
Ah, okay, good. And do you, let me ask you how many hours a day you spend in screen time, you know, TV, computer, smartphone, tablet, et cetera?
I only watch, I'm on the computer all day long because of my work, and I'll take time out in between to check the news and so forth. But television, the only time I have a television in my kitchen, and that's during my mealtime, that's when I watch the news.
Oh, okay. All right. So just maybe half an hour, hour a day, something like that.
Well, I'll say an hour when you count three meals a day.
Right. Okay. All right. So you do have three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yes, and snacking on good things in between, because spreading it out during the day is a helpful, and most of the time I'll have some fruit or nuts. I love nuts.
What's your favorite nut?
Lately it's cashews, but walnuts are really better for you, so I do some walnuts from time to time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting. All right. Let's see. What else did I have to ask you about? Oh, let's see. Your previous occupation, you were a fashion editor at Women's Day magazine in New York City.
Right.
Tell us how that affected your longevity and, you know, where you are today. Did that have a positive effect?
It was quite a challenge.
Yeah, it must have been stressful. Yeah.
Why it was, because some women in the fashion industry were, and actually, Meryl Streep did a film on Prada. I don't know whether you remember that, but most women would. And incidentally, Meryl Streep was a babysitter for my daughter.
Oh my gosh! Wow.
Yes, but the woman that she played in that film was exactly the kind of woman I worked for. But I'll tell you, I learned more from her. Despite what anybody said about her, and they really, she was called something on 7th Avenue, the way she walked and took charge of everything.
Uh-huh.
But I learned more from her than I learned from anyone else, professors in college or anything, because she was so intense. And it turned out that I was because people in the magazine were so concerned about talking with her that they would work toward through me to work with her.
So she was like a drill sergeant.
And I began to accept and take on her negatives, so I had to leave.
Oh.
But I learned from her more than anything else. And that, to me, was one of the most important times of my life. And I also enjoyed fashion. But not the high fashion, that sort of bothers me. People are a little bit strange, but the regular everyday fashion.
You were never anorexic. You were never toothpick thin. Okay, all right.
And I'll tell you, that's something that is important to me today because it's a part of my life. I had an incident where I broke my sacrum.
Ooh.
And I had to go to assisted living for place for a while. And I would put my makeup on, I'd fix my hair no matter what, and I noticed that people there did not do that.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that's one of the most important things in your life. I put my makeup on whether I go out or not, if I see anybody.
Hmm.
You have to feel good about yourself in order to continue to live a good life.
Yeah, I put my makeup on before every radio show because I have a face for radio, you know, so what can I say? But anyway, okay, we need to take one last break of the hour, Victoria. If you can stay with us, I have many more questions for you, and we'll tell you again how to get the book. The book is 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. And if you're just tuning us in, this is Dr. Health Radio, and we're talking today with Victoria Schmidt, 96 years young. In 2 weeks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you'll be 97.
Three weeks,
yes. But who's counting? All right, we'll be back with more information for your good longevity health here on Dr. Health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Smiles from makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu. A service of Salem Communications on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690. The Answer.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio, 52 minutes after the hour. Hey, we're talking about living a long time, aging, and aging in good health, I might add. And here, you know, there's no substitute for experience, no matter how many degrees you may have after your name. I'll take Victoria's advice over any of the just graduated PhDs when it comes to longevity, because she's been there, done that. Victoria, what is probably the least... maybe not least understood, but maybe one of the most little known facts of living a long time. I mean, we've covered some of the obvious ones, but is there anything that you want to share with our listeners that?
Well, one that's so simple, and I don't know whether what you had on the radio, there was a song about smiling. To me, smiling is one of the most important things because it's uplifting,
right.
And your attitude takes care of you, and it's happiness. And I'll go shopping and I'll see people and I'll smile and they'll look at me questionably and then they say, "Oh, okay."
Do I know her? did I forget that I met her? Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. But I do it because it's so uplifting and it makes you happy and you do live longer because it to me, being happy and smiling does things for your body. I've never had a serious illness. And also, I must tell you this, because what do people think about genes
I was just going to ask you about genetics. I was going to ask you how long your parents lived, if longevity runs in your family.
It has nothing to do. 20% of your life, length of life is long
is genetic. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And 20% is good health, and 60% is how long. How you live your life.
That's right.
How you live your life. Mm-hmm. All my secrets.
Lifestyle.
And it's true in my own family, because my sister, who was 3 years older than I, she got cancer at 48.
Oh.
And the doctor, yes, and the doctor said she'd live 12. No, the doctor said she'd only live 2 years. Well, she lived till 60, and she died. And here I am going on 97. So what does genetics have to do with it?
Mm.
To me, it's all attitude and a positive life. She did not live a happy life. I did.
Oh, yeah. That makes all the difference in the world. And by the way, I just read a study on doctors' predictions of how long a person's, you know, the prognosis of lifespan after being diagnosed of a disease, of something that's going to kill you, or a fatal situation. And 70% of the time, they are wrong. So you don't go by what the doctor says. I mean, you know, and they try to make as close an estimate
except
as possible.
Except my doctor, who told me I was going to live 30
years.
Yeah,
yes, except that. Yeah, that's true. If it's in the positive, then of course it's gospel and it has to be fact, of course, right? Yeah.
May I just say something?
Sure, of course.
I'm out. When I hit 90, that's when I changed my whole viewpoint of living. I worked hard to live a long life and make sure I had enough money to save so I could keep on living as long as I choose.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to mention to people that if they are interested in learning more about me, that my The website is victoriadschmidt.com.
Okay, victoriadschmidt.com.
.com, and you'll find out a lot of things about me, all the year, things that I've done through the years. I've traveled around the world and all of that. And also, if I might say, my book is available on Amazon.
Yeah, of course. Yes, and again, 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. Now, as far as... You know, this is a touchy subject, and if I'm getting too personal, let me know. But, you know, sex life, I mean, you know, everybody says that.
That's one of my secrets.
Oh, that's one of the secrets. Okay, well, maybe you could tell us, and we just have a minute or two left in the show, if you could.
Okay, and I won't go into much detail.
Please don't,
but
yeah.
What I say is face your sexuality head on. Make sure you are aware of it, and don't think that it stops when you get certain... go a certain age, but let your body tell you what to do, no matter what it is that you're inclined, and you can change your interests as years go by, and I've always been a sexy gal.
All right. Well, I like that unashamedly attitude or, you know, positive attitude about, because, you know, sexuality and we have a weekly feature on sexual health in the second hour of the program. And we have, you know, sex is integrally linked to good health. And so, and of course, there's
a lot of benefits from health. You just don't have a joy of health, but there are lots of benefits.
Oh.
It helps you exercise.
Yes.
And it helps you live a long life if you don't stop it, you know.
Right, right.
Wonderful.
Yes. Exactly, yeah. Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that that's one of the secrets, because it makes sense. You know, Victoria's Secret, the store chain, the lingerie store, that's the sexiest store chain in America. And
right.
Victoria, that's one of Victoria's secrets in her book, is having a sexy life as well as a healthy life. So we can't thank you enough, Victoria Schmidt. And we want to have you back for 97. Let's make it an annual ritual here.
Oh, I would love to do that. And I'm working toward my 100th anniversary book, my 100 Secrets book.
All right. Well, we'll have a special celebration for you. We'll have a radio birthday party for Victoria Schmidt for your 100th, your centennial. How's that? Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Victoria.
Wonderful. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for being there. All right. There goes Victoria Schmidt, author of 95 Secrets on Living a Happy, Healthy, Long Life. That's a long title. And we're here for another hour, or if you can't be with us all hour long next hour, you can always listen to the rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m. on 94.3 FM or AM 690, The Answer. And a reminder, next hour, cannabis, time for the talk. Talking to your doctor or patient about medical cannabis. That's the title of the book. Time for a talk. We'll have two experts on, Dr. Regina Nelson, Michael Browning, joining us next hour, along with all of our regular features. So stick around after the top of the hour, Fox News.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.